Art in Seoul is a weekly spotlight on arts and culture in our area and is funded in part by O'Connor Hearing Center in Ann Arbor, dedicated to providing a greater quality of life through advanced precision hearing aids on Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor and online at O'ConnorHearing.com.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art in Seoul, the art of better living. Ever think about your thoughts, what you believe, and how that shapes your life? Joining us this week on Art in Seoul is one of our area's most successful businessmen who also writes books and shares inspiring thoughts. It's the co-founder and head of the community of business for Zingerman's, Ari Weinzweig. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Lisa.
Now, some people might find bacon to be inspiring, but Ari is joining us today to talk about his latest book. It's called The Power of Beliefs in Business.
I learned a lot doing this book, and so I actually cut some out. But
really?
Yeah. I started to look at it like the War and Peace of business
books. It kind of looks like that.
Because Tolstoy was an anarchist also and was from Russia, and I studied Russian history. There's actually some interesting parallels.
Yeah. I know you wrote this book, and it's The Power of Beliefs in Business, but yeah. I picked it up and started looking at it and found a lot of personal inspiration.
Yeah, it's really the same. I mean, it's easier to sell a business book if it references business in the title. But the truth is, you know, one of my beliefs, which is a lot in part three of the book, which was on managing ourselves, is the belief that it's really all one life. I don't look at it as separate parts. And really, I'm trying to do the same things in all parts of my life. I actually would suggest the belief that our life and our work are completely separate things is not that constructive, and I actually write about it in this book.
When you say we're all one, you're talking about, you just said, your life and your work, but as human beings, a lot of people think we are all one.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I mean, I think I don't want to be a different human being when I go to work than when I'm at home.
Okay.
And I think that learning to manage my energy, learning to have a service mindset, learning to be generous in all facets of my life. I mean, it's the same thing when I go home or when I'm talking to friends. Listening skills are no different when I'm at work than when I'm with you or meeting somebody for coffee. You know, learning to manage my own energy is the same outside of work as at work. And so really, you know, trying to find ways to be ourselves in all facets of what we do, I really believe is a more holistic way to live. And I think that our energy is better when we're doing that because we're being ourselves.
Don't you think in the business world, though, a lot of people are taught that leave the work at behind when you come home, or you kind of have to put on a face at business and be a certain way?
Yeah, they are. I mean, I'm not saying you need to do work when you're at home. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I guess I believe that anything you care about, you work at. I mean, so I don't have kids, but I don't think it's like vacation raising a 4-year-old. So I that's work. If you care about your garden at home, it's work. I mean, my girlfriend's a gardener. She gets paid to garden. Other people do it and they don't get paid for it, but the work isn't really any different. So I guess if you approach it as a creative act, and which I do, everything that I do, whether it's being here on the radio or working on the book or clearing a table at the Roadhouse, it's all creative work to me, and it's all about creating something meaningful and special that impacts people in a positive way. And honestly, that's no different when I'm saying hi to somebody as I walk down the street. It's the same.
So that's your basic belief.
That's one of my main beliefs, yeah.
And that's what the book is about. We're talking to Ari Weinzweig, who just has a new book out called The Power of Beliefs in Business. Where do you think our beliefs come from?
To be clear, I mean, really, most of what's in this book, I really never paid a lot of attention to up until two or three years ago, which is hard to believe given all the teaching that we do. And,
right. You
know, it's not like it was a shock to me that we have beliefs, but I think most of the time when people talk about beliefs, they're thinking about religion, politics, or sports. And those are beliefs also, but that's not really what this book is about. I started to become more and more aware of my beliefs and the power of beliefs really out of frustration with some things that weren't working well, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And we were doing all the things that we normally do at Zingerman's: visioning, values alignment, you know, getting different people involved, and it still wouldn't work. And around that time, I was reading Bob and Judith Wright's book, Transformed. And in there, among many other good things, they have a little self-fulfilling belief cycle, which based on what we believe, we take action. Right. So
right.
I believe that public radio is a good thing. Hence, you get me happily here and willingly here every time, I don't know, once or twice a year when you do the fundraiser, because we believe public radio is a good thing. Based on my actions, other people will form beliefs about us. let's say we have customers in the community. I'm not coming here so that they like us, but the reality is that many of our customers also listen to EMU and share our belief that public radio is a good thing. And it just creates a self-fulfilling positive cycle, because then they'll take action on that, support public radio, support us, which allows us to give more back to the community. So the cycles are self-fulfilling, and it starts with our beliefs. So where do our beliefs come from? Here's what I learned. We're not born with them. My height, my eye color, those are genetic. Our beliefs are learned. We learn them from everybody that we respect. So when we're kids, of course, you learn a lot from your parents, for better and for worse. But it could also be from anybody in your life that you look up to. So that could be a teacher. It could be your best friend on the playground. It could be a movie star, a musician, a radio broadcaster that you respect. Really, anybody that's influencing you. It could be a book. It could be a newspaper article. It could be a YouTube video now. So we learn those. So beliefs are formed. Bias is just a set of beliefs.
Do you think you need a lot of self-awareness when it comes to your beliefs? Do people even think about them?
Well, I'm sure some people think about them, and some people think about some of them. I, as somebody who is already pretty thoughtful in writing about mindfulness, I really barely thought about them.
Really?
Yeah, up until I started working on this like 3 years ago. And
you, Ari Weinzweig, who has written all these books, and one of them is Mindfulness Matters. Isn't that one of your pamphlets?
Yeah.
And you never really thought about what you believed before?
No, I mean, it's not like I never thought about what I believed, but I never understood the power of the beliefs, hence the title of the book.
Yeah.
And I never really consciously thought about how important it is to actually choose the beliefs that we that are aligned with where we want to go in our lives. One of the key learnings for me coming out of this was I started to class beliefs. Well, first, metaphorically, I started to look at beliefs as the root system.
The root system of the
Your life.
Of your life, okay.
Because, well, or society, but really society is just a bunch of individuals in one place. What comes out of the ground, above ground, that you and I look at, eat, or admire, if it's a flower, is all tied to what is going on below the surface. And as you know, I like the anarchists. Alexander Berkman, a very interesting early 20th century anarchist, wrote 100 years ago, "You can't grow a rose from a cactus seed."
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite quotes in the book. So here's what I started to class beliefs into three categories: negative beliefs, neutral beliefs, and positive beliefs. And as per Alexander Berkman, here's the duh obvious realization that I had: negative beliefs lead to negative outcomes. Neutral beliefs don't do a whole lot. Positive beliefs lead to positive outcomes. You can't get positive beliefs, positive outcomes from negative beliefs. You can't get positive outcomes from negative beliefs. Won't work.
To me, that is profoundly moving, what you just said. But do you think there are some people who don't want to have positive beliefs? Or positive outcomes?
Yeah, I think we all grow comfortable with our own belief system. So at Zing Train, Maggie Bayless, who's the managing partner, teaches us about what's called unconscious competence, which is where you develop a skill to the point where, as she'll say, you could do it in your sleep. So we all have some things like that. Driving for most adults is a really obvious example. Tying your shoes is a really obvious example. And you realize you're unconsciously competent when you need to teach a three-year-old how to do it, because it's not that easy to explain how to tie a shoe, even though you can do it without giving it any thought. And what I started to realize in working on the book is that most of us are unconsciously competent in our own belief system. We can do it in our sleep. We don't sit there and go, well, what do I really believe about this? Is that the belief that's most helpful? And then act on it. We just act. So it's a very tight connection. So what this taught me was to sort of mentally take pause more actively, think about what my beliefs were. If I have negative beliefs, and we all have them. I mean, if I had negative beliefs about somebody I was working with or about a project we were working on, or I start to feel negative beliefs forming, then it got me to be radically more conscious to say, that's not going to work. If I want this relationship to work, whatever it is, with a service provider, with a purveyor, with a customer, with a coworker, at home, it doesn't matter. If I want it to work well, I need to change my beliefs. And it doesn't mean there's no problems. It just means that you can have positive beliefs about a problem.
Looking at the book and thinking about the title now has a whole new meaning to me, the power of beliefs. There is power in beliefs, and they have power over you. I mean, it's totally opened up my mind to a whole new set of thoughts. And I do have to share one thing with you. I was at one of your locations around town peeking at the book, and I was thumbing through, and I came to a page where you wrote about a woman you said you had a soul-to-soul connection with, and wrote that your life changed when she said she believed in you. That's a belief that we all want, isn't it? Isn't that something we want someone to believe in us?
There's a lot of disadvantages that people have in society many times around, you know, being the victims of bias or living in poverty or trying to break difficult cycles. And I started to realize one of the hardest things to overcome is when you're surrounded by people with negative beliefs, then you have negative beliefs about yourself, about society. And I don't mean there's not basis for those to have been formed, but the problem is you still can't get good outcomes, even though it's justified that these problems exist. And so many people I know who came out of difficult situations, whether it was financial situations or, you know, families that were riven by different problems or, you know, whatever, there was somebody there that believed in them and that taught them to believe in themselves. And sometimes it was their grandmother, sometimes it was their priest, sometimes it was a friend, but somebody believed in them, a teacher. And when the positive beliefs are there, we do more work, we push through the dissonance, we push past the points where we want to stop. And I don't mean there's not a lot of work to be done, but without that, we'll never do the work.
The book is called The Power of Beliefs in Business, but as you've just heard, it definitely can apply to your personal life. The author and who we've been listening to is Ari Weinzweig. He is most recognized for co-founding Zingerman's. We enjoy Zingerman's, and how lucky are we to have you in our community sharing these types of thoughts and information?
Well, we're lucky to be in the community, and a lot of the book is written about my belief that business is like an ecosystem. It's a lot easier to be healthy in a healthy ecosystem. And so we're really, I believe that we're really fortunate to be in such a great community. And I'm not just saying this because I'm here, but because of places like EMU, public radio, and all the great institutions in the arts. And actually the epilogue of the book, which we could come back to another time, is really about the idea of if people were to adopt the belief that they were artists.
Yeah.
And making art with their life. And that life was art, that they might approach things differently.
Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, The Art of Better Living.